go somewhere, we shouldn't go leave without it.
Absolutely.
Good.
Good. Call House Committee to order Wednesday, February 15th, 2012. Mr. Taylor, what are we dealing with?
This is witness list.
Chair, members of the committee, House Bill 1524 comes to you from the Interim Senate Judiciary Committee, redefines private security service to include within the definition of private security service individuals controlling access to premises the Oregon Liquor Control Commission licensed if the minors are prohibited from entering the premise. Chair, members of the committee, the basic issue on this is, you may remember this bill from last session, the issue of bartenders checking IDs at the door. And basically, we've set forth in the bill the parameters when they can do that. They can do it occasionally. For example, if the person who is otherwise known as the bouncer had to go to the bathroom, the bartender could check IDs at the door. You got to remember, they can check IDs inside the place. It's at the door was the issue. And we set forth certain conditions when they could do, basically could not do that. They can't be armed. They can't initiate confrontation. They can't seize property. And we've had 5 or 6 work group meetings during the interim. And it must be fairly successful because we've only got 2 or 3 witnesses signed up for the last time. It was a more controversial issue.
I'll open the public hearing then on Senate Bill 1524. Mr. Perry and is it Teresa?
Thank you, Chairs Barker and Krieger. For the record, Bill Perry with the Oregon Restaurant Lodging Association. And Bill Taylor said, this is a kind of rehash of 878. The problem that existed kind of in the last drafting was, if you look at page 2, small section K and big section L, the crowd management piece and the door checking piece were stuck together, and they got kind of confused as we came back and look at it. And so what we did was we separated the two out. Now there's a crowd management piece, and there's a checking ID at the door. The bill then passed out unanimously, but in the meetings we've agreed to 2 other things from our perspective. I'll let everybody else talk about where they're at. And the 2 additions, substantive additions after you separated it out, were on line 38. There was a request that everybody at the door have a valid server's permit, which we're fine with, because during that training you learn how to view visibly intoxicated people and check IDs for underage people, so that was a good addition. And the second was on line 44 of page 2, which is the confiscation of property. That was not in the previous one, but some of the city representatives felt, well, that's where the confrontation started, was when you confiscated property. So we were fine with that. So with those 2 additions, it still accomplishes, I think, everything we feel it needs to, which is if you have a rush at the door or something happens where you just need to move somebody in there, that they can still do check IDs at controlling access at the entrance of the property. So with that, I'd be happy to answer any questions.
Andy Smith, why don't you come up right away, too? We got room for everybody.
Good morning, Co-Chair Barker, Co-Chair Krieger, members of the committee. For the record, my name is Teresa Plummer. I'm the program manager for the Private Security Private Investigator Unit at the Department of Public Safety Standards and Training. DPSST did participate in the work group with the interested stakeholders. We believe that the language meets the intent of the proponents, and we believe that it will transition into law smoothly should this bill be passed. And I'll be happy to answer any questions.
Thank you. Good morning, co-chairs, members of the committee. For the record, Andy Smith for the City of Portland. Just wanted to take a minute to talk about some of the public safety considerations that caused us to engage in this issue, and which have largely been mitigated by the agreement that we've come to. In the last year in the city, we've seen 2 homicides, a forcible rape, a stabbing with multiple victims, and numerous gang shootings at established liquor-serving establishments in the city. Our police officers feel that DPSST certification has value because it precludes the background check, precludes felons from holding the certification. It teaches individuals how to de-escalate confrontational situations. It teaches people how to identify visibly intoxicated persons, to name a few. Our intent in this was to delineate between private security staff and a bartender who occasionally needs to come out and check IDs at the door when a large crowd shows up at sort of an unforeseen time. And our intent is not to create a loophole for restaurants and bars to hire bartenders to then perform security services. So with that, I'd be happy to answer any questions.
Committee, you have any questions? Ms. Tomei?
So, Mr. Smith, you are in agreement with the new legislation?
Co-chairs and Representative Tomei, yes, we are.
Thank you.
Anyone else? Let you off
Mr.
easy.
Mr. Co-chair, just yes. One comment. I'm mindful, having read the testimony that Mr. Perry provided us from the Senate hearing, that it has taken us quite some time and many efforts to get this right. And while I appreciate the effort that everyone has gone through with this bill to make that happen, it just makes me think about all the other much more complex legislation that we're considering this session. And the chance that we're getting it right the first time is de minimis, I think.
I believe that their first negotiations, they were drinking coffee and then they switched to another beverage.
Well, we should buy them a little more of that around here then, Mr. Chair.
Anything further, committee? Okay, thank you much. Mr. Co-chair, you want to make a motion? We'll have to go ahead and open a work session on 1524.
Mr. Co-chair, I move Senate Bill 1524 to the floor with a due pass.
Co-chair Barker moves Senate Bill 1524 to the floor with a due pass. Any discussions? Call the roll, please.
Representative Nolan?
Yes.
Representative Olson?
Aye.
Representative Shoffman?
Aye.
Representative Tomei?
Aye.
Representative Warren?
Aye.
Representative Wisnett?
Aye.
Co-Vice Chair Hibbs?
Aye.
Co-Vice Chair Garrett?
Aye.
Co-Chair Krieger?
Aye.
Co-Chair Barker?
Aye.
Senate Bill 1524 passes to the floor. Who do we have for a carrier? Should be someone from Portland area. That
was a fine I'll carry it.
You want to carry it?
Sure. Okay,
thank you. I believe that does our business for today. So okay, we'll close the committee for the day.
Well, we have a few.